here is your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a wonderful weekend and looking forward to the World Series starting on Tuesday. So if you have an hour to spare tonight, please settle back and give us that time, and maybe you can give us a call as well. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we hope you call and participate. That's very, very important to us. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Our lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in, 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free. We do have a toll-free number at 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Our email address is mindsovermatter, one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Feel free to email us anytime with a comment or a question. Again, that's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear us online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world by simply use of a smartphone or a computer at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And since Debbie's here tonight, we will have a wonderful podcast available soon after the show, also at kalw.org, along with some of our older, fantastically classic shows. So, that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. We'll be giving you questions, by the way, on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else that I don't have time to mention right now. So, again, give us a call. And we're going to start with a round of introductions, as I said. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman did not receive the Willie Mack or MVP award this year, but he fully expects to be awarded a World Series ring for his devotion to the Giants, not to mention for his emotional wear and tear, which is very evident.
Thank you, Dana. Leah Garchick is excited about all the good things of this age. Instagram, Cho Chocolate and Travis Ishikawa.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thinks that as long as nobody who plays for Kansas City is named Jack, the Giants should win the World Series.
All right. And that means Jack the Giant Killer, Jerry. Never mind. And that being said, we'll begin with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. Okay. People like to say that they have devoured a book, but if you could literally eat a book, and you can't because our bodies don't digest cellulose, how many calories would it contain, an average book?
Doesn't it depend on
how big the book is?
Well, I'll say 300 pages. Average book.
Oh, okay.
300, yeah.
How many calories? That's a tough question. I don't know where to begin with
that.
That's
why I asked it.
Yeah. How many calories would a book contain? Doesn't matter what the book is about. It's not a cookbook or anything.
Novels are richer.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
That's a matter of opinion. I don't know where to begin with this. Let's see. 300 pages. Okay. Figure out how many calories to a page. This is a hardcover book.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Because, you know,
yeah, there is
if you're on a diet, you'd want the
paperback.
There is
kind of no way to figure it out. You just have to make a guess.
Yeah, it is. All right, I'll say 850 calories.
No.
All right. No harm in guessing.
No. Leah?
Leah feels there is harm in guessing.
Yeah. I just think it's like asking how many calories in a chair. Right. So I have no idea.
Depends how much cellulose is in it. All right. And
Dana could have my guess.
All my guesses would be incredibly uneducated. That was about as uneducated as you can get, my 850 calories. So Leah, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. What city has the highest crime rate in the world per capita? You each get two guesses.
Is it in this hemisphere?
I'm not answering anything.
Wow. That's not kind of
this
narrow,
is kind
huh?
of this changes around from year to year. Highest crime
per what?
Rate.
Per what?
Capita.
Per capita. Okay. Well, I have...
All right, I'll guess Sao Paulo, Brazil.
No.
You say
okay, how about there's a city in Honduras that's very high.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No? Okay.
that Jerry's might be on the right track here. San Salvador, El Salvador, or El Salvador, San Salvador.
No.
All right. Why don't you repeat the question?
What city in the world has the highest crime rate per capita?
Per capita. Well, just how about telling us this? Is it a big city, a really big city?
It's a city you've heard of.
Okay. Well, it didn't answer my question, but okay. And all right. What is the most stolen non-book item from American public libraries? It is a red item, but it is not a book. What is the most stolen non-book item from American public libraries? It is not a book, but is a red item.
Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense.
Well, you can read other things other than books, you know.
What?
Magazines.
Well, yeah.
Newspapers.
Yeah, but... Yeah, but what?
Okay. It must be a magazine then. Yeah, I forgot about that. Okay. Vanity Fair magazine.
No. Leah?
Newspaper.
No.
Is this generic or specific? You want a
title? Specific.
Specific, yeah.
Yes. What is the most stolen non-book item from American public libraries? It is a red item. It just does not happen to be a book.
How about Rolling Stone magazine?
It's not bad, but no, not that.
Why are you laughing?
Because you think... pop music fans are potential criminals.
Right. Second question. Other than fingerprints and toe prints, which part of the body can be used to uniquely identify a person?
The iris. The eye.
They have them already.
Yes, they have them already.
Okay. All right. Besides that. One more.
Except besides finger and toe print, right?
Yes. Besides finger, toe print, and eye.
And eye print.
What is the one other part of the body that can be used?
I bet there are lots, actually.
Well, according to, I don't know, from what I found, there's only one more.
Lips. Lip print.
No.
Palm of the hand.
No.
You sure?
Well, I don't know. Let's see what it said. So, other than eye, toe, and finger, what is the other part of the body can be used to uniquely identify a person?
Ear.
No. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, from Union City.
Hello.
Yeah, a couple of questions for you.
Uh-huh.
What instrument is heard at the beginning of Queen's White Room?
A what?
Oh, boy. What instrument?
On a white room. It's an electronic version of a string instrument.
What instrument is heard at the beginning of Cream's White Room? I have no idea. Because
what is Cream's White Room? Tell
Cream
us.
is a rock band, but I'm not familiar with the album.
Well, it's an electronic version of a string instrument. It's related to the violin.
It's related to the violin, but it is not the violin. It is a string instrument.
Cello.
No.
Viola.
Right.
Of course.
Everyone
knows that.
Yeah.
Big Cream fan, Jerry.
And an interesting story about that song that went on. They did the song live. Jack Bruce and Eric Clapton had to recreate the effect with their voices.
All right.
Here's my second question.
Yes.
In San Mateo High School alumni, Comrade Hall, the cinematographer, he started as a cinematographer on the Stony Brook and Outer Limits series. He won an Oscar for cinematographer what Western.
Could you repeat that?
Conrad Hall, who went to San Mateo High, won.
Yeah, he started as a cinematographer in the Stony Brook and the Outer Limits series. He won his only Oscar for a Western.
Conrad Hall. Dana, could you repeat it?
Conrad Hall's a well-known cinematographer.
I know.
And what did he win his Academy Award for?
What movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it came at the end of the decade.
Okay. He worked for Woody Allen for a long time, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was better known. But he started out for on television before that.
Right.
Oh, it's a
but,
TV?
I mean, he didn't win an Oscar for anything on TV.
No. No, that would be an Emmy.
Right. And, gosh, I don't know.
It was a very popular Western.
A Western.
Very popular.
Is it Clint Eastwood?
No. It had two stars.
HUD.
No, it had two stars. It's a Western. What's the decade?
60s. At the end of the decade.
Oh, not Bonnie Clyde.
McCabe and Mrs. Miller?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Nope.
That's a good guess.
The end of the 60s.
The end of the 60s. Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid?
Yes. Give yourself a bell.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, that may be me, isn't it?
It is you. Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
God, I've already forgot. Okay, so you just said that ears were not the item that were a unique identity?
No, I can see trouble ahead with this. Yes, so we have. I'm looking for the body part other than the eyes, the fingers, and the toes, the bottom of the toes that can be used to uniquely identify a person.
Well, that's the ear.
You think so? Well, I'm looking for something you can leave a print with. I know, I'm trying to dig myself out.
Earlobe. Earlobe?
No, I don't think so.
Well, no, it's the shape of your ear. But anyway, so you're the whole palm print then?
Right. No.
Or footprint?
I'm going to have to throw out this question.
You better tell us, Dana.
No.
Okay, I have another answer.
All right.
Old fashioned, but many years ago, absolutely, the city was Sevilla for the highest per capita crime rate, which seems dated, but I had to try it.
Oh, no, thanks. It's not Sevilla.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. Who was the only president to hold a patent?
Lincoln.
Yeah, you probably asked this before.
It's for getting a keel boat over a shoal.
Something about lowering and raising boats. Yeah.
Right.
Very good. Okay. What world city has the most number of bilingual people? I'll give you two guesses each.
All right. You mean people that speak more than one language?
Yeah, that's what bilingual means.
Well, I just wanted to clarify.
Is this per capita?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Is it a big city, Jerry?
Yeah.
All right.
Amsterdam.
No.
Well, big city. How about New York or London?
No. Those are your guesses.
All right.
One more, Leah.
Stockholm.
No. Okay. What world city has the most number of bilingual people?
Oh.
You're
Can I get another guess?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Give another
Mumbai.
Guess.
No. No. Okay. You're all out of guesses.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Oh, great. This is Mark from Walton, Oregon.
Hi, Mark.
I have a guess about the body part to identify. Is it the teeth?
It is not the teeth.
Oh.
What, they use dental records?
All right. I'm throwing out this question. This is getting me nowhere. It's the tongue.
Oh, okay.
The tongue print.
Well, that's a perfectly good answer. Why are you throwing out the other?
Because he doesn't know how many other body parts.
I don't want to argue that I don't have. I'm not
teeth for sure. Yeah.
You know what? I bet the top of the hair, the way your hair grows, is also.
How about for Violent City, Tegucigalpa?
Nope.
Where's that?
Honduras.
Capital. Yeah, I said Honduras. That was my yeah.
Oh, okay.
You said the country.
Right. You said the country.
That's what I got.
I said a city. In
well,
Honduras.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Gene from New York.
Hi.
To guess about the book, would it be 300 calories?
No.
Okay.
More than
the dangerous city, Ciudad Juarez in Mexico?
Nope.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Nope.
And for the bilingual city, is that per capita or total?
Well, I don't know. I should have that. I don't have that. I'm sorry.
Well,
I think it's total. I think it's total, but I'm not sure.
New York would have a pretty big total, I guess.
No, that's not it.
Okay. And I have a couple questions.
All right, go ahead.
So what are the following? Newtown, Steven, Northern Spy, Cameo, Jonathan.
Apples.
Yeah.
Apples.
Okay, very good. And since it's apple season, a couple other apple-related questions.
Okay.
How many pounds per capita are eaten in the U.S. of fresh apples?
How many pounds are what?
Pounds.
Pounds.
Pounds per capita
are eaten.
No,
okay.
In the U.S.
Sorry.
Pounds. You mean per...
Per capita, yes. Yeah.
Per year.
Per year, yes.
Right.
A lot.
Well...
No, I don't think so much.
Well, it's one of the most popular fruits.
10 billion.
I'm sorry.
10 billion.
Per capita, Jerry.
I'm sorry. Okay.
10 pounds a year.
Okay. It's 16, so it's not
okay.
Not too bad.
Thank you.
And then, what is apples, apricots, pears, almonds are part of which family?
Oh.
Apples, name those again, please.
Apples, apricots, pears.
Pears, almonds.
And almonds.
There's a bunch of other ones.
Right.
They're part of what family of plants?
Let me think here for a minute.
I can leave it out there for this.
It's come up before, I think. Is it a flowering plant?
Yes.
It's the rose or something, is it?
It is. It is the rose.
Okay.
Really?
Very
good.
I've heard that.
And the top three producing countries in the world of apple?
Ooh.
Just name the top one.
The United States.
No. By far.
By far. Okay.
The U.S. is number two, by the way.
Is Mexico one?
Not in the top five.
Not in the top five.
I want to say England.
Not even close.
Has to
okay.
Be a,
okay.
So I'll give you the third one is India.
Oh, all right. Is China one now?
China is seven times more apples, produces seven times more apples than the U.S.
All right. But they're not in the top three or anything.
And last question, what's the market cap of Apple Computer? Well, it's not Apple Computer anymore, but what's the market cap of Apple right now?
Oh.
The market, what?
You mean what's their worth?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say... Oh, okay, let me think for a minute. How about $175
billion? No. I can leave it out there.
All right, leave it out.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And let's see. Leah, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. What is the word that describes the symbols, the string of typewritten characters that cartoonists use substitute for swearing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah.
I know it's not right, but it's something like emoticons or...
No.
No, I know that's not it, but it's something else. But
I've read this.
Is this a made-up word, I guess, right?
Like any word is.
Well, but a contemporary.
She's always very vague about these things.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, ask the question once more, would you please?
What's the word that describes the string of symbols that cartoonists use to represent swearing?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi, this is Linda Nelsarito.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. That word you just asked about, that's not bat something or other, is it?
No.
That funny word, I can't think of it. Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to ask you guys a question. You're familiar, of course, with the famous comedy duo Cheech and Chong, right?
Right.
Okay. And you know
sort of.
Tommy Chong has been sort of filling the distinguished senior citizen male role on Dancing with the Stars recently, but he's departed now.
I was not aware of that.
Yes. Well, now you are. Okay.
I'm shocked you listened to that.
You're shocked that he was voted off, I'm sure.
Okay.
You probably also know that he served some time in prison at one point
for being on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. He was convicted of internet dealing of drug paraphernalia.
No.
So he served some time in a prison in apparently Taft, California. And while there, he had a cellmate. Can you tell me who the cellmate was?
Cheech.
No.
Taft, California. So that's a federal prison.
Yes, I believe it is.
Is this a well-known, is this an entertainer also?
Well, I can't exactly answer that. This may be the prison in which it was asked, do you have all the president's men? And the answer was, not yet. I'm not absolutely sure of that, but
okay,
it could be that prison.
So obviously he is a celebrity, so we know him. Huh?
Well, it's somebody that you've heard of. That's kind of the mind over matter answer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
If you were Leah, yeah, that would be the mind over matter answer.
No, she wouldn't even give you that clue.
Fairly well known, I would say.
Is this person still in prison?
No.
Okay. And it's a man, obviously.
It is a man.
So it wasn't Martha Stewart.
It wasn't one of those interesting.
Not Robert Blake. Not Robert Blake.
Yeah, right.
No. No, I think he's probably not in that nice of prison.
Well, he's not in prison at all now.
He's out now. Yeah.
Is he out?
Yeah.
Or Phil Spector.
He's still in.
Yeah, but it's a federal prison. So it's a government. Yeah.
So.
What was this person in prison for?
Selling drug paraphernalia. Oh, the other person.
Yeah.
The other person. He was in for fraud at a fairly high level.
Michael Milken?
No. I think that was earlier.
Not Bernie Madoff.
No.
Bobosky.
No.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, there are a lot of people in
for fraud. I think younger.
Younger
mm-hmm, than those people.
For fraud. No, we don't know.
Okay. Well, it was Jordan Belfort.
Oh, the Wolf of Wall Street.
That, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
So, anyway, they became friends, and according to what I read, Tommy Chong was the one that gave him the idea of writing his memoirs, which turned into The Wolf of Wall Street.
All right.
And they're still friends.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks, Linda.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let me ask this question. This is according to a poll done by the Encyclopedia Britannica. These are the 10 made-up words that most irritate people in the United States, or who took the poll anyway. So this is according to a poll done by the Encyclopedia Britannica. These are the 10 made-up words.
Oh, made-up words.
Made-up words, but they're in common use.
Oh,
but
I read a news story about this, yes. Right.
But mm-hmm. who irritate people the most. So I'll give you each two guesses.
I made up.
There are words that are commonly used, but they're not real words. They're made up, or they could be.
My question is, what is a real word? For instance, the OED said selfie is a real word a few months ago.
These are not. These are could be a mashup of two words or a misuse of another word.
Okay.
But they are commonly used, and they are. Not real words,
and they're most and they're annoying to most a lot of people.
Yes, very, very annoying.
Veggie.
No,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Annoys me. How many are there?
10.
10. Oh.
So you got a good start.
So once more, according to a poll done by the Encyclopedia Britannica, these are the 10 made-up words that are in common usage but irritate people the most. And it could be a mashup of
bestie?
Two different words. That's a good guess, but no, not bestie. It's I would say, let me try to clarify as much as I can for you.
Maybe if you gave us one, it would get us on the right track.
They're not. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. Axed instead of ask.
That's a mispronunciation.
Yes, I told you there were also a mispronunciation.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
And it grew a mashup of two
different
words.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah, okay. Nuclear.
Right. That's you're on the right. You're more on the right track.
Nuclear, and what's the other one that everybody gets wrong?
But that's not one.
Realtor.
That's not one either. But yeah, you're sort of more on the
jewelry.
Right track.
What?
Jewelry.
No.
Oh, I never heard that.
No, jewelry. Not that.
Jewelry, yeah.
Though there are some misspellings or mispronunciations of
okay.
Of,
not realtor words. Or not nuclear.
No.
Okay.
No.
They should be on that list.
All right. So once more, according to a poll done by the Encyclopedia Britannica, these are the made-up words that irritate the most in the United States.
What's up? What's up?
No, that's
what's up?
That's just a phrase. That's like slang.
Well, that's a made-up
slang phrase.
Yeah, well, that qualifies. Okay.
But no.
Okay.
These what's are words that are sort of that people use and they think they're real words or they sound like real words, but they're not. You know, they're sort of mispronunciations or mashups
well,
of different words.
I can't wait to hear the answer.
Okay, I'll bet. And let's see. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free at 866-798-8255. We have a mouse in the studio, 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Greg from Houston.
Hi, Greg.
I'm normally a podcast listener, but I thought I'd call.
Oh, thank you.
How about the city with the highest crime rate? How about Nuevo Laredo, Mexico?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Is it a Mexico border town?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Stolen item, Wall Street Journal.
No, it is a red item, so you're sort of on the right track there, but it's not a newspaper.
Okay. How about bilingual city, Montreal?
Correct.
Oh, very good.
Very good. Montreal it is.
Okay. Made-up word, incentivize?
That's a very good guess, and you had the general
what was
idea.
It? What was that? What
incentivize.
Oh, monetize? Oh.
No, not monetize or incentivize.
How about some questions? The Nobel Prize.
Okay.
You can name the categories, of course.
Oh.
The categories.
So, medicine, economics.
You want, is that your question? You want us to name all the categories?
Yeah, to start with.
Physics, medicine, economics, peace, literature.
That's it.
Okay.
However, the Economics Prize is not actually a Nobel Prize. It's awarded by the same group, but it was started in 1969, and it's funded by another organization, not the Nobel Foundation. Do you know who funds it?
Oh, that's interesting. It's an organization and not a person's family, like Nobel's, you know,
correct.
It's not that sort of thing.
Wall Street?
Close.
Is something like the World Bank?
Very close.
Or the International Monetary Fund?
It's the Swedish Central Bank, Riksbank.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Lately, you often see a prize awarded to multiple individuals. And I'm not talking about when one is awarded to an organization, but it's to multiple named individuals.
Mm-hmm.
What's the maximum number of named individuals that have ever been awarded a prize?
Well, I think they had a rule. It's three, I think. It's the most you'd
exactly.
Eight. Three, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They do. Most of the prizes have, at times, been awarded to three individuals, but one of them has never been awarded to three. You know which one?
Well, literature.
Correct.
You're right. Right.
It's been awarded to two people a few times, but never to three.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Who are the two, some of the two? Do you have that?
It's been quite a while ago.
Okay,
I think it was
okay. Okay, just curious.
Several
right.
times.
Mm-hmm.
One more question.
All right.
What is the last time that all six of the prizes were awarded to one individual? That is, there were no shared prizes. And I don't expect you to get
oh,
it,
I
but
see.
Just take a guess and see how close you come.
What year?
The last year. The last year that all six prizes were awarded to a single individual.
Has it been in the last 20 years?
No.
That was the year someone counted the calories in a book.
should really be a stab.
Would you have to go back to the first decade?
No.
Okay. Huh. Well, yeah, no, I'd be just totally be guessing. Or could it be a year that they didn't award any prizes? I think there were...
No, there were some of those during the war years.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah,
1962.
It's 1971. Yeah. And actually, that is the only year ever that all six prizes were awarded to a single individual.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye. Appreciate you calling. Bye bye.
Student of the Nobel.
Yes. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet, Jerry.
Well, I want to know how many calories would be in a book if you could really eat it, literally.
Okay.
Okay, that's it, I think.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
What city has the highest crime rate in the world per capita? And what's the word that describes the symbols cartoonists use when they want to represent swearing?
Do you want to even down that city question at all? I mean, like, give people a hint or... a part of the world or anything? Like Western Hemisphere?
In a little while.
All right. All right. What is the most stolen non-book item from American public libraries? I'm looking for something quite specific. It is a red item, but it is not a book.
A red ballpoint pen.
And it is not a newspaper. So what is the most stolen non-book but read item from American public libraries?
So it's a magazine,
libraries?
It sounds like, right?
It sounds like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And,
what magazine? I guess two that weren't right.
You guessed Rolling Stone.
Oh.
All right, go ahead. I'll give you a guess.
The magazine, oh, no. Okay.
No. Oh. Right. The Oprah magazine?
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, yeah.
No, not it.
Oh, okay.
That's
The New Yorker.
No. No. And, all right, according to a poll done by the Encyclopedia Britannica, what are the 10 made-up words that irritate the most? What are the 10 made-up words currently that irritate the most? I think the poll was done in the last year or so. And I gave you one example, actually one of the 10, so it was really only 9, axed instead of asked. So, and sometimes it can be mashups of a mispronunciation or misspelling of a word that is well known, or a mashup of two different words. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So the most violent city in the world is San Pedro Sula, Honduras.
No.
No?
Per capita.
Per capita. This is very, very dangerous. Okay, so I have only two questions for you. The first one is, in the biblical name, there is a name that's really driven, English name, very popular, driven from the ancient Egyptian names, which literally mean the wife of God. Very popular name. If you look in the fun book and the first name, you'll find many women named that name.
The wife of God.
Right.
You mean this is okay.
But
first name, you mean?
Of course, it has to be in the Bible. That's
what language was this in?
Well, of course, everything before was ancient Egyptian or Aramaic, but it is the same name. I mean, if you go to Egypt, people will say the same name as you go in London or New York City.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Not Mrs.
The
God.
Current name. You have a lot of very common English name.
Kimberly.
No.
Well, Mary.
Mary. What is, which God had a wife anyway?
Mary.
Which God?
Exactly. Yeah. Miriam,
in
the Middle East.
Okay.
Mariamun, the original name, and it really was descriptive of a special kind of women that serve God, and the literal name was wife of God.
Okay. The librarian.
Amazing. Oh, okay.
How it changes through the Bible.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Very good. So with names, I've mentioned a couple of names in the Bible, like Sarah. What does it mean?
Sarah, what does it mean?
Yeah, what does Sarah mean? What is it? It has actually a name. Heavenly object.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Heavenly object. What sound like?
What's that?
What object is it? Heavenly object.
A star?
Sarah.
Star.
Huh?
A star.
Star. Perfect. How about Deborah?
This has come up before. Meg, I think it came up because you asked it.
Hebra?
Exactly the same pronunciation.
Deborah.
Arabic, Hebrew,
Deborah.
And English.
Oh, Deborah.
Deborah. Deborah.
Yeah,
see,
you
I remember
asked this before.
It's a beautiful name. Really beautiful. One of my favorite names.
All right.
Unfortunately, my favorite girlfriend died a few years ago at age 39, and her name was Deborah.
Oh,
thank you.
Woman.
All right.
Okay, I'll tell you the answer because I want to stay so long. Honeybee.
Oh.
Would you ever think of...
Yes.
Right. For audience, which planet in the solar system has the longest day and which planet has the shortest day? Leave it to the audience.
All right.
The longest day, 224 Earth days, and the shortest day, less than 10 hours. Which planets? There's two planets. One have the longest, one have the shortest.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ian.
That reminds me of something. I was looking at... what was I looking at? Entertainment Weekly the other day. And there's a movie coming out and that features the biblical character Leah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She has a very poignant and sad story.
Yes.
Who is it? Who's playing moi?
Megan Fox, I think. No, actually, I don't remember. But it's coming out quite soon. And
Demi Moore.
Yeah. What was the sad story?
Jacob was in love...
That's right.
With
That's
my
right.
sister. And and I was the older, ugly one. And he worked for 7 years to marry Rachel, was it? Rachel, I think. And then the father passed me off in a veil.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So he married the wrong one.
Oh.
That's
and
a
then,
good story.
And then he worked for 7 more years, so he had them both.
Oh,
okay. So you had them both?
Yeah. Two wives were allowed.
I guess so.
Yeah, he's a hard worker.
Yeah, he was. He wasted a lot of time. So that doesn't sound so sad.
But I bore lots of children.
Oh, did you? You're taking this quite personally, aren't
mm-hmm.
you?
Oh, yeah. That was a terrible story to
really?
Grow up.
Okay. That. And did your parents ever say why they named you Leah?
Yeah, it was my grandmother's name.
Okay, there you go.
I don't have any good stories about
Jerry?
Gerald, no.
Gerald, okay, fine.
It means warrior, I know that.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right. And, okay.
And what about Dana? What's
Dana?
That
Dana just means the Dane.
Oh.
That's what it means.
Huh.
And, yeah. Uh-huh. I think my parents like Dana Andrews, yeah. That's what I mean. I think so. That's
yeah,
where they got
too.
The name from, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Stolen from the library.
Yes.
Playboy magazine.
You're on the right track, but it's not Playboy.
Well, they don't have Hustler, do they?
No, they don't have Hustler.
I don't think they. I've never seen a library that had Playboy either.
No.
Okay.
Not the library.
Our library.
I frequent.
Huh? Our library had Playboy when I was growing up.
Yeah. Okay.
Calories in a book. I added it up at 20 calories per page. This is such a silly question, you guys, really. 600 in a book?
No, more.
More? Okay. Well,
you have to factor in the pictures.
I didn't ask
you. Have to
question.
Factor in the photographs.
But photos more.
Yeah, they're more, much more.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll exercise my peeve with access and assess for the words that aren't misused.
That's very good, but no, that's not one of them.
Really? Okay. How about regardless and irregardless?
Yes, irregardless. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll pick my bell. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I have a question.
All right. Go ahead.
What's the significance of the female announcer when you're writing Bart?
The significance of the female announcer when you're writing Bart.
Yeah, there's about three or four different voices every time you ride a Bart train.
So do they use the female announcer to announce a very specific thing that they don't use the males for?
Yes, generally yes.
Like, all right, where the ladies' room is or something.
No, there's a significance to every announcer's voice.
I see.
And the female voice. By virtue of being the only voice that's a female, happens to mean one thing.
I think the female, when I've taken part, always announces that when the next train is arriving in the station.
I don't think so.
I know they don't.
Oh, yeah, it's always female, but I think.
Anyway. It's a stern voice. It's always a man's voice that says, mind, you know, be careful of the doors. Or, the doors are closing. That's not a woman.
I have to say I'm believing, this is a secondhand, this is my partner who says that this is always the case, and it's empirically proven to be the case that the female voice announces.
When people someone sent me an item about something a few months ago when people were sort of scuffling on the station and they wanted them to behave better. So the female voice was sort of mama-like.
That'd be the station agent, but no. And that would be a separate male voice. If you listen, there are three male voices and one female voice.
So the female voice is a voice that's system-wide. It's not like, as Leah mentioned, a station agent who's making an announcement.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I don't take BART that much, but every time I've taken it, they announce the next train. It's always a woman's voice.
And where do you take your train from?
Oh, from West Portal down to Market and Embarcadero.
Bart's, that's not far.
That's a Muni. Oh, God. Okay.
You know, I don't want to give you too much.
Got me. Okay. Well, I told you I didn't take it very often.
We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
Should I tell you or should I hang on and let your listeners?
No, tell us. We'd like to know.
Really? Okay.
Well, you don't have to, but it's we'd like to know.
Is there any way to incorporate this? So that
sure, we can do that. Yes? So ask the question once more, and then we're going to put you on hold, okay?
Sure.
All right,
what's the significance of the female voice on the speaker when writing BART?
Okay. All right, we're going to put you on hold now, all right? Hold on.
Good.
And, Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, well, last week I asked you for the... I gave you five lesser-known songs from famous musicals, and I wanted you to ask to give me the show, and I've got five more.
Famous Broadway musicals.
Famous Broadway musicals.
Right.
Okay, they're all from separate shows. I Loved You Once in Silence, What's the Use of Wondering, Love is in the Air, Don't Marry Me, and Every Day a Little Death. Again, I Loved You Once in Silence, What's the Use of Wondering, Love is in the Air, Don't Marry Me, and Every Day a Little Death.
What's the Use of Wondering is from Carousel.
Correct.
That's the only one that I had any clue about.
Okay. I got one.
All right. I don't know. I don't know those.
You don't know?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Well, too bad.
And
you should. I'm stunned because you're a musical fan.
I know, but it's not. Those are pretty obscure songs.
Yeah, they're not that obscure if you know the song at all.
Right.
Okay.
And Leah, why don't you go ahead, too?
Okay. We all know what a selfie is. This term is from the 50s. What was a DP?
Spell it.
D-E-E-P-I-E.
DP.
3D photo.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, very good. Yeah. Very good, Jerry.
Good.
All right.
What book has inspired the most pop song lyrics?
Oh.
What?
That's a good question.
What book has inspired the most pop song lyrics?
Is this a fiction, work of fiction? I'm kind of half assuming.
Not.
She's
yet.
Not telling me that. Yeah, no, she shouldn't.
What book?
Well, how about the Bible? Let's start with that.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
That she's. Our answers are either Utah, the Bible, or
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Or Rutherford B. Hayes. Yes.
All right.
What is the only living animal whose common name is the same as its scientific name?
Oh,
that's a very good one.
I heard this.
The only living animal whose common name.
I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good. Is it a wild animal? You can tell us that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably is. Yeah.
All right. And you said it was a common animal. Well known.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Leave it out.
Elephant.
No.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
Hey, I've got a guess for the most stolen item.
Yes.
How about Consumer Reports?
Not Consumer Reports. You're much too highbrow
that's
for this
good,
question.
That's good. Yes. It should be. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I've got a made-up word. How about verbed?
Verbed?
Verbed.
No.
Okay, a bilingual city. How about Berlin?
Somebody got it. It's actually Montreal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I missed that. Right. Okay, I've got a question for you.
All right.
What business am I working in if I work with a tweenie, a dado, a diva, an inky?
Once more.
A tweenie, a dado, a diva, or an inky?
Tweenie.
Inky.
Is it a wallpapering?
No, that's a good guess.
Because a dado, I think, is a
Because you
said
the
trim.
First one or two, that I didn't get those.
Tweenie.
Tweenie?
Yeah.
Tweety or Tweety?
I can add a couple more that might make it, might help you out.
So are these names of things that you use to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Add a couple more.
How about a par?
P-A-R?
P-A-R.
And one more.
Are these in the realm of tools?
Not specifically, no.
Are these two things that would apply a tattoo?
No.
Okay.
And it's nothing. It's nothing to do with golf or anything like that.
No.
Par death.
How about Fresnel?
Mm-mm.
About ellipsoidal.
Ellipsoidal.
That sounds like something language.
I'm still stuck related. On tweenie.
Fresnel. I think it sounds like something. Does it have to do with architecture?
No.
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 It sounded. That was an amused no.
No.
So it must be cooking.
An inky. That's the only word that we recognize. The only real word. Devo, dado? How do you spell dado?
D-E-D-O.
Oh.
D-E-D-O. Dido, okay.
Yeah, it's a business that has just a language of its own.
Yeah, okay.
Business. Okay. Now.
Typesetting?
Okay. Yeah.
Typesetting?
I'm sorry?
Typesetting?
Oh, no, no.
All right, and it's nothing to do with computer code or anything like that.
No.
Punching the holes in buttons.
I'll give it to you. It's lighting.
Oh,
an inky.
Lighting instrument.
I have heard of an inky, which is a particular kind of light they use in films to the light, like a little light. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then just a little throwaway. There's something in that business called a C-47. Any idea what that is?
A C-47. No.
The Charlie 47.
No, we don't know.
It's their name for a clothespin.
Oh. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We enjoy bringing it to you. The number is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134. And
do they even make clothespins anymore?
Yeah.
Do they? Huh?
People still need them. 866-798-8255. That's the toll-free number. And, all right. Let me see what I have here. I'm not usually one to ask this sort of questions, but it was sort of interesting to me. What, within 5% or 10%, what percentage of the world's population have never made or received a phone call? Within 10%, what percentage of the world's population have never made or received a phone call?
Well, probably quite a few in underdeveloped countries. I'll say 25%.
No.
Eight 8%.
No. Once more, within 10%, what percentage of the world's population has never received a made or received a phone call? Now with cell phones and everything like that, it's a little more common. But and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Mac on Twin Peaks.
Hi, Mac.
I was wondering, the earlier caller with the two writers, I was wondering if Nordoff and Hall was one of them. I don't know, but I was just thinking they wrote the Mutiny on the Bounty trilogy.
Right.
Anyway, I was wondering if some of those words made up would be, or that are annoying, is it like totally and awesome, things like that?
Let's see. Totally or awesome. Well, it's not.
Those aren't made up.
Specifically, no, it's not. Totally is
they're annoying, but they're not made up.
Is a word, yeah. And awesome is a word. So, no, these are sort of.
Well, okay, how about hellacious and ginormous?
Ginormous. I hate that word.
That's a good guess, but no, not another one.
All right.
How about gnarly?
How about for the animal? Would it be rhinoceros?
No.
That's a very good guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then no bells for me, but I have three words that are unusual in that they have three U's in them, but unlike unusual, there are only three U's in them. I'm wondering if you know three words that have only three U's in them.
Usurious?
No, that has I.
Movement.
Oh, you didn't say anything about it.
Just U's, three U's.
Three U's and only three U's.
Oh, so the only vowels are three U's.
Correct.
Okay, but it's got some consonants in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Moo moo.
That's right.
Oh, that's four.
That's four.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. So okay.
Oh, well.
So technically, if it has four, it does have three. But
yeah.
Well, one is a proper noun, American statesman. Another one is atmospheric.
John Sununu.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Very good. Very good.
Another one, atmospheric.
Oh.
Meteorology.
Cumulus.
There you go.
Very good, Jerry.
The other one is pretty tricky. It's a really rare word. Jefferson used it in one of his quotes, but it's a legal term.
Oof.
Legal term.
We probably wouldn't know that.
No, I don't think we would know that.
It's a usufruct. It's a perfect and imperfect. It's sort of like an easement where you use something and you have the right to use that as long as you leave it in its a proper way. It's not haunted out when you use it.
Ooh.
You have the right to use that property, like an easement to a beach or something like that.
Okay.
And Jefferson once said, the world belongs in usufruct to the living. So, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Again. I always say that, too.
All right. Good question. Thank you.
Leah, is your animal the platypus?
No.
Thanks. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Every Matter.
This is Laura in Richmond.
Hi.
Hi. I was going to say irregardless because it makes me gnash my teeth.
Irregardless is one of them. Yeah, somebody got that before you, but irregardless is correct.
What about misunderestimate?
Oh, that's you got this. You're sort of on the right track, but not misunderestimate.
What about conversate?
Oh, that's a very good guess too. But no.
Oh. How about guesstimate?
No.
Speechify?
No.
Would it be a phrase like I could care less?
None of them are phrases.
Okay, so I'm out there. But what about the magazine? Would that be People Magazine?
Not People Magazine. It's a popular magazine, though.
Okay.
Is
all
it
right.
Esquire?
Not Esquire.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Every Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Kara in the Sunset.
Hi, Kara.
I have a few guesses.
Okay.
For words, strategery.
You had the right idea, but it's not strategery. I think George Bush was the only one ever used that.
staycation.
That's
a very
good
one.
Too.
That's
yeah,
a very
but no.
good one.
Mm. And for the stolen library item, is it the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition?
That's exactly right.
Oh, yes, of
yes,
course.
Yes, very good. Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, most stolen item from American Public Library.
I was going to guess the Reader's Digest because it's small.
Reader's Digest.
Easy to.
Who has ever stolen the Reader's Digest?
Well,
not
but it's
in the last 50
to,
years.
Easy to stuff in your pocket.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Of course. That's all. Somebody should say yes, of
yeah,
course.
Just
yes.
for the articles, though.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Sparky Madden.
Hi.
All right. I'm going to cut to the chase and not monopolize things. How about Hella?
No.
Oh, very good.
Okay,
that's,
we're done.
That's, yeah, that's kind of
it's quite annoying, yeah.
Oh, yes, Reed's question. Shortest day, Jupiter's got the shortest day.
All right.
day.
The largest planet has the shortest day.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you say, 24 hours? 14 hours or something?
It's very short.
Yeah, 7 hours.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we're done. We're
all right. Thanks, Marky. There you go. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. So words that are mispronounced or misused,
right,
is library?
Not library.
That's good, yeah.
That is unfortunate because so many people mispronounce that word.
Yeah.
How about bitchin', gazillion, or ginormous?
No, no, no.
All righty then.
Don't take it personally.
Thank you very much.
I won't. Thanks.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, it's Peter in Sunset.
Hi, Peter.
So for the animal with the science name?
Yeah.
Is it a hippopotamus?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Sounds good.
For made-up words, is vacay one of them?
No.
No. All right, I think that's all I got.
All right, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes.
Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a guess to the question of the difference of the voices on BART.
Oh.
The female voice makes the train destination announcements going in one direction. The male voice makes the train destinations going the other direction, no matter which platform you're on, except at the terminal point.
Oh, Debbie says she doesn't know, so should oh, okay. All
well,
right.
that's
I like your.
Like if it's going.
I'll give you a bell though.
Sounds good. It's a good idea.
Male voice would be to Richmond.
That's a very good idea, actually.
I want to guess at the most violent city.
Yeah.
Is it Nairobi?
No.
Okay. And a couple of the words.
Yes.
Et cetera.
No.
That's good.
That is good, though.
Celebratory instead of celebratory.
That's a very, very good, but and you're on the right track, but no.
Okay. How about, then I guess, ancient instead of ancient.
No.
Never heard that. Yeah.
Or escape.
No.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you all the answers in right now, actually. Thank you very much.
How about February?
No. Go ahead. What do you have, Jerry? Anything?
What?
Anything to...
Yeah, all the songs from the musicals.
Right.
I Loved You Once in Silence is from Camelot.
Right.
Love is in the Air is from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Don't Marry Me is from Flower Drum Song. Jack Sue sang it, which I'm sure you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And Every Day a Little Death is from A Little Light Music.
Oh, all right. Leah.
The only living animal whose common name is the same as scientific name is the boa constrictor.
Oh.
The word that describes the symbols cartoonists use is Growlix, Growlix.
All right.
The city with the highest crime rate per capita is Vatican City, which has 800 residents and about 600 crimes a year.
Really?
Mm. Uh-huh. All right. More than 50% of the world's population have never made or received a phone call.
How much?
More than 50%.
Wow.
According to a poll done by the Encyclopedia Britannica, these are the made-up words that irritate the most. Supposedly.
Never heard of that.
Axed, bling, irregardless, flustrated, instead of, which is a mashup of frustrated and...
Flustered.
Conversating.
I've never heard of these.
Sherbert, yeah. Instead of sherbet.
Yeah.
Espresso. Espresso instead of espresso. Participator instead of participant. And detail orientated instead of detail oriented.
Half of those I never heard of.
But that's strange because, like, bling is a kind of.
That was the one on the list. Anyway, if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. So thanks to Debbie Kennedy for handling the board and phones. Thanks, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Take care. Bye bye.